the Brisbane story. Clearly, Cromwell has its roots in Brisbane office. I mean, you and I met really around your Brisbane-based office and recognizing the opportunity there. And you touched on some of the key thematics, be it replacement value, be it infrastructure, Brisbane Olympics. If we talk through and describe the opportunity in Brisbane office over the next 5 years, and also reflecting on some of the challenges that it's had over the previous 5 years, how would you describe that to our listeners, our audience?
How would I describe it? I would say now is the time, like the next 18 to 24 months is the time to put your money out. I think the run into to Olympics is always drives infrastructure spend from governments, which drive contractors coming in, which drive consultants coming in and wanting space. But you also, up in Queensland, you also have the extra infrastructure spend that the government's doing regardless on transport infrastructure, on hospital infrastructure. And all that's doing is just, sucking dry the market for being able to do more of that. And because we had a bit of a correction in particularly office cap rates over the past 4 years, leading into, last year, essentially, where we're now seeing them started to stabilize this year, then feasibilities have been incredibly tight. Like, construction costs are multiples of what they used to be. Cap rates are significantly higher. So that developer profit that you need there, that the developer needs to take on the risk, is just not there. And it probably won't be there for the next couple of years until, one, construction costs start to stabilize. That looks quite hard to see that happening anytime soon. Or two, cap rates firm to the point where profit starts to come back into the development story. And again, they always blow out really quickly and they take a long time to come back in. So we just see those fundamentals are really positive. There's increased immigration to Queensland, more jobs being created up here. The CBD is still the strong preference for most tenants to be in, and particularly core, that sort of golden triangle close to the station, close to amenity. We often talk about that move to quality, but I kind of look at it more as location, amenity, and what is quality for that particular tenant. Some tenants will not be able to afford massive premium buildings and won't want to be part of, for example, a very large floor plate where they get a little corner of that plate. Some tenants that, particularly those tenants that are 800 to 1,000 square meters, there are other options that wouldn't necessarily be deemed like premium buildings, but they will get an entire floor to themselves. And I think there's a lot of attraction in that. So I think you're just going to continue to see rental growth in Brisbane in the short term, combined with incentives coming down from what were very high incentives.
Reflecting on both the past 5 years and also positive tailwinds moving forward, might use Hundred Creek as an example, given our, as you say, the opportunity is live. If you describe that building, that asset to our listeners, maybe acknowledging that not everybody that's listening is Brizzy based. I mean, so Sydney, so Melbourne. What's the overview of Hundred Creek?
It's an asset that is got a cracking location. It presents with a really good A-grade type experience, albeit it's not technically an A-grade building, given largely its floor plate. It's about 94% plus occupied, just shy of a 3-year WALE, but that building is never not going to have, it's never going to have a really long WALE. It perfectly suits multiple smaller tenants, a range. We have tenants that, I think we're in the building, and I think we're one of the largest across two floors on 1600, but we'd have tenants in there on 100 square meter suites as well that we have specifically designed for them. And that's just what that building is. It's close to all the amenity that comes with being where it is in the Golden Triangle. It presents very well. It's got good parking. Its ESG credentials are positive. We spent a lot of money in upgrading it recently. And so we just see that the value dislocation it's had through the cycle has been unfortunate, just as a factor of the environment rather than anything fundamentally wrong with the building. We are in it ourselves, like we said. So we just see it as a good asset that particularly, our intention is to do a 5-year fund with two potential 1-year extensions. That basically leads us straight into looking at where the Olympics are starting to come out and all the hype is around the Olympics. So we see a combination of the timing for now, the fact that it is pretty much entirely under rented. And so that shorter WALE allows us to access that rental reversion coming through in the next 2, 3, 4 years. And given the way cap rates have moved more recently and construction costs, again, like many other ones that you've seen recently, Ryan, it is quite materially below replacement cost.
In terms of the cap rate that's being acquired at, in terms of this new wholesale fund, I mean, what does that look like?
Yeah, so it's sitting in high sevens. So, and we do expect as part of this, so the investment strategy for this one is both rental reversion and rental growth, but also we do expect cap rates to compress over the investment period. And we're forecasting around about 100 points.
In your experience, when you look across the Brisbane market for similar quality assets, what is the 10 or 20 year long-term average for where Brisbane A grade or similar quality tend to sit?
I think mid to high sixes. Mid sixes isn't very achievable with a good location, good tenancy mix, good occupancy. There's always that spread to Sydney, right? Like, you know, Sydney typically A grade and good stock gets into the low fives, mid fives, and then there's always about 100 plus points for Brisbane. It's just always been the case. So we kind of see it in those mid sixes.
It's really interesting because if it's high sevens, and that's now, but you've got, as you say, the rental reversion or uplift given the short year, 3 year WALE, and that's coinciding with all the infrastructure, the attention from the Brisbane Olympics that's upcoming. And increasingly I'm hearing is offshore institutional investors have predominantly focused on Sydney, and then the second market was Melbourne, which now that's being
as challenges.
And now Brisbane's really becoming that number two city, just scratching the surfaces in terms of that, which will absolutely be exacerbated and even more so ahead of the Olympics. Maybe we see that Sydney premium start to shrink and Brisbane start to catch its bigger brother ahead of all the infrastructure spend and what Brisbane has to offer. I mean, certainly when I go to Sydney, when I go to Melbourne, increasingly so, I have conversations with clients or contacts down there that, oh, my brother or my family or my sister, they've all moved up to Brisbane. They've moved up to Queensland because it has all the positive things that we've touched on. In terms of what that is modeled to provide investors, where are you expecting returns, both distribution and total return?
Oh, just comment on the points you made around Brisbane. Like, I moved over to Australia from London in the early 2000s, right when it was all the sort of mining exploration and all the spend. And you could see how the demand for stock and property and the economy was just booming then. And you kind of, I sort of see that again, especially when it comes to the amount of interstate migration. And that's just going to drive, well, I mean, housing prices, but then they need to work somewhere as well. And typically it's going to be in the CBD. So it does feel like a little bit like that. And the Olympics is just really added to that recovery. In terms of the 100 Creek Street, we are targeting an 8% average distribution over the life of the vehicle. That will be for at least the first 2 years fully tax deferred. And then the target total return IRR is 15% over the investment period, 5 years.